Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And of course, the same or similarly named Discord server, Facebook group, MeWe group. So join us. I just finished with the pretty much weekly Tavern Chat hangout on the Discord server. We had a pretty good room. We had a bad mic from Frog God Games / North Texas RPG Con, Old Man Grognard, Glenn Hallstrom from many a podcast, Rob Conley, Michael Gross, also known as Zuzrak, who does a lot of editing for Throwy Games. We had a very, and a bunch of others, too many to name, but a very good conversation. It isn't just geekdom and geekiness. We'll get into real world topics sometimes, but it's always lighthearted. It's always respectful. So you can always join us if you would like. That is on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm trying not to. I already sneezed when I was on that chat. I'm trying not to sneeze now. So if you hear me, like, I don't know if you can hear me scrunch my face, but if you hear me scrunching my face, it's because I'm trying not to sneeze into the mic. That would not make for a good episode, would it? Probably not. So, what am I going to talk about today? Well, it's weird because I'm going to talk about my car being serviced, and I'm going to explain to you why I'm talking about my car having to go in for service. I brought my car in for a check engine light, and I brought it in last Monday. I got it back on Monday, and then it was the environment control system needs to be checked. That was the message, and then the light came back on with the same message popping up to me on Wednesday night, and I had to reschedule. I had to bring it in Monday, and yeah, it was the same error message and the same code when they ran it. What had happened is first they changed a blockage in the hose, but they didn't go any further, right? You find your first problem, you stop, you fix it, and then you find out that the problem's a little bit deeper. In this case, it was the environmental control canister. EVAP canister, sorry. Yeah. So that got replaced and had to order the part. So I picked up the car today. So what does this have to do with gaming? Well, it has a lot to do with your gaming campaigns or even your adventure. You know what? It's very easy, or it's easier than you think, to set up a situation where the players think they have solved it, right? They've fixed the problem. They've achieved their goal, whatever it was. And then the reality is they didn't. Yes, they did something that had to get done. It was certainly going to be a part of the process, but there is a further issue, another blockage, dare I say, that has to get addressed. Right? So when your players think they've accomplished their goal, sometimes they got to look a little bit deeper. Maybe that big bad guy, the big BBEG, big bad evil guy or girl that they defeated wasn't really the top of the food chain. Maybe that was just a figurehead out there for distraction purposes, right? Maybe the reality is that they have to dig a little bit deeper. They can't just stop and say, hey, we achieved our goal. That's it. We're done. Because now you leave it unfixed, and there's repercussions for that, right? They go back to town, and a few days later, it's like, wait a second, that organization is back up and running. Well, we took out the big, bad, evil guy. No, you didn't dig deep enough. You didn't. And now you're going to have to go back and address the new problem. Similar, if not the same, to the old problem, but now it's going to be more difficult to address. If you had addressed it all at the first time, you would have gotten it done right away. Now, your big bad evil guy, or the bigger bad evil guy, is that the right way to say it? The bigger bad evil guy? In any case, now he's ready for you, right? Think about it. Kind of sucks, right? It kind of, you're like, huh? But, like today, when the light came back on, I was like, all right, I just got to deal with this. But if they had done that extra step, it would have been a lot easier for them to have completed the repairs in one shot, not two. Now, on to something a bit of a news. The Car Wars 6th Edition Kickstarter by Steve Jackson Games is live. And I'm going to bring this up because, and I brought this up on a blog earlier today. All right, it's a rewrite of Star Wars. It's going to include plastic miniatures, which I will admit, when painted, look really fucking awesome. But here's the interesting thing. It's been up for, I don't know, a day or two. Not long. Over 3,000 backers, over $440,000 pledged. Let me repeat that for you. This Kickstarter, Car Wars, you can do a quick Google search, Car Wars Kickstarter, it'll come right up. Over 3,000 backers, over $4,400 pledged. Well, actually, let's see how that's changed since earlier. All right. Your new number is $444,531 pledged and 3,057 backers, 32 days to go. Need I say it? Holy shit. Buy-in is $51 for the two-player pack. $75 for the four-player edition of the game. Holy shite. All right. Now, and it's not going to be delivered until November of 2020. So it's a year out. Steve Jackson Games has been pretty good at predicting how long their Kickstarter is going to take to fulfill. You know, and everything has to ship from China. I know they inspect the factory when the stuff's being processed. They did that with Ogre. I'm sure they'll do that again with this one. This one might even do better than the original Ogre Kickstarter. It's huge. It's going to be freaking huge. So, if you like Car Wars, I played it back in the day when it was in the, those little mini snap boxes. And the problem with that is we always have to play it outside on the picnic table. And then the wind would come and we'd be picking shit up all over the place. This doesn't look like we'll have that problem. And I have later editions, the box set and all that stuff. Do I need this? Most certainly not. I do not need this. Will I play it? Probably not. Will I back it? I'm not a betting man either way. I'll take my Magic 8 Ball. Future is cloudy. I just shook it. Now, you couldn't see that, but I was shaking in my invisible Magic 8 Ball. And future is cloudy. So it's certainly an interesting Kickstarter to follow. I'm really interested in seeing where this lands. All right, folks. On that note, if you like what you hear in the Tavern Chat podcast, please give us a like, give us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. Right? It's no longer iTunes. Be awesome. Mucho awesome. All right, folks. As always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow.